Shalom, saints. I once again greet all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God for another day in our life. And we give the praise and glory unto the Lord. Now I want to continue on my sharing on the subject of faith, which I started yesterday. And for a quick recap, I'll go through the salience points we went through yesterday. Now, we said faith is revelation and a substance. And that substance is a reality. And that reality is the Lord Jesus Christ. We also saw that even though the elders obtained a good report, they did not receive the promise. And also, we also saw how Apostle Paul in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, treated the subject of faith and named the various heroes of the faith. And we saw how the heroes and the martyrs were energized. You know, they didn't mind what will come their way. They were focused that they will achieve the mark of the high calling of God. They are going to obtain to the promise that city which the Lord Jesus Christ is going to build in the future. The heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God, the heavenly city of God. So, I will continue today and endeavor to touch on three heroes of the faith. And so, the first person that I will talk about today is the father of our faith, who is Abraham. Abraham. Now, I'm going to read Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 9, but it's a very long verse, and I don't want to bore you too much with reading. So I'll read verse 1 of Genesis chapter 12, and I read, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." Also, read a portion from Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 to 8, but I'll also read verse 1. "And when Abram was 90 years old and nigh, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly." Now, Abraham, a man chosen of God to become the father of the great nation Israel. Now, God promised Abraham that he will have his descendants as numerous as the stars in the heavens. And according to the biblical book of Genesis, Abraham left Ur in Mesopotamia because God called him to found a new nation in an undesignated land that later he learned was Canaan. He obeyed unquestioningly the commands of God, from whom he received repeated promises and a covenant that his seed will inherit the land. The promise of offspring is understood to be the Jewish people descended from Abraham's son, Isaac, born of his wife, Sarah. And we also know the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ was traced to Isaac. And Abraham's near sacrifice of Isaac is seen as a foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. So, Abraham obeyed God unquestioningly. How many of us will obey the word of God, will take the word of God on its face value, just to believe it and move on in our Christian journey? Abraham, the father of our faith, we are told, believed God unquestioningly. He didn't question the word of God. He didn't question God, but he obeyed. He believed and he moved on to achieve the promise. Now, what are we to learn of the faith, the act of faith of Abraham? One, we can say trust and believe. Abraham believed God. He trusted God. And he believed that what the law said, it will come to pass. And the Lord counted it to Abraham for righteousness. You know, leaving the security of his homeland to follow God's command. He obeyed God unquestioningly, the commands of God. That was the act of faith. And that is what we will learn from the Abraham, the father of our faith. Now, Abraham didn't accomplish this alone. The wife Sarah was supportive to the vision. Even though the wife initially doubted when the angel of the Lord appeared, she laughed. But along the line, she supported the husband. And so, we can read that story from Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 15, Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 to 8. And I'm not going to bore you so much with much reading, so I will skip that. Now, Sarah believed God would be faithful to his word, or faithful to his promise to make Abraham into a great nation. That is what the stand Sarah, the wife of Abraham, stood with the husband. But let's see what went on along the line. Now, Sarah, the wife of Abraham and the mother of Isaac. Now, along the line, Sarah became childless. We all know the story, until she was 90 years old. God promised Abraham that she will be a mother of nations and that she will conceive and bear a son, Isaac. Now, Isaac was born to Sarah and Abraham in their old age. was the fulfillment of God's promise to them. You see, now let's look at something. The barrenness of Sarah in Genesis chapter 11, verse 30, stands as a tension with the central theme of the saga of Abraham. You know, even though God gave them the promise that out of Abraham is going to make a mighty nation, along the line, the doubt rear its ugly head. But did they stagger at the promise? No. They look on. They fought forward. But what happened? Now, the promise that God will make him the father of a mighty nation, along the line they staggered. Now, with respect to the fulfillment of the promise, what did Sarah do? Sarah offered her maid, Hagar, to Abraham, thinking that the promised son will come out of the maid. So what can we learn from here? We can see that Sarah embodies fear and doubt, but Abraham forged forward with faith and hope. So, Sarah believed God will be faithful to his promise to make Abraham into a great nation. That is a very supportive wife who backs the husband. You know, the Bible says two is better than one. And so if you have a very supportive wife, somebody who will back your vision, somebody who will support you in thick or in thin, you are bound to realize your vision. Now we go to the second hero of the faith, and it's no other person like than Moses, the mighty man, the one who wrote the five books of the Old Testament. Now we can find the story in Exodus chapter 1 to 15. And also Exodus chapter 19 to 34. But we are not going to read all the, we know the story already, but I just want us to touch on the art of faith, what we can learn from their art of faith. Now, as we all know, Moses is the great leader of the Israelites, who led them out of slavery in Egypt to the promised land. Now, the parents, Jochebed and her husband, when Moses was born, they hid their son, you know, to save him from being killed. Why? Because it was revealed unto them that Moses was a proper child. You know, it was revealed. They had the faith that Moses, their son, is a proper child. So they did all that was within them just to protect the life of Moses. Now, let's read Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dab it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Wow. What parents faith that their child is a proper child. Now, what can we learn as the art of faith of Moses? You know, now the first we can see is that Moses refused. When Moses grew up, you know, when he was put into the river, the daughter of Pharaoh saw the basket. They took Moses to the palace. He grew up in the palace and basically assumed that he was an Egyptian, treated, you know, in all the comfort, the royalty that you can think about. But what happened? Moses, when he was growing, when God revealed to him, when he had the revelation, he refused to be identified with royalty, the royalty of Egypt. Left the comfort of Egypt to lead God's people. Wow. Also, he observed the Passover and led the people through the Red Sea. What does the Passover signify to us? The Passover. When the death angel was passing over, they had to apply the blood on the lintels of their house, and the death angel passed over them. What is that pointing us to? Is it not Christ? Is that not Christ? And then he led the children of Israel through the Red Sea. They were baptized in the Red Sea. Now, he also celebrated the Passover is a festival that is celebrated in the spring. The birth and rebirth of the journey from slavery to freedom, and of taking responsibility of oneself, the community, and the world at large. You know, now when the Lord Jesus Christ walked the shores of the earth, he celebrated or he ate the Passover supper with his disciples. What two things can we learn from this? Now, we can see that he did that so that all the laws of Moses will be fulfilled, because the laws of Moses was binding on them that time. And he was very careful to do all that the Lord commanded. You know, when we read Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 18, and also John chapter 8, verse 29, you know, he did all that the law commanded. And secondly, since the Passover was a part of the law, the law's requirement, the Lord partook of the feast. The Lord partook of the feast. Our time is far spent, and I will end my sharing here, and God willing, I will continue from here tomorrow. May your day prosper and stay tuned. Shalom.